The question was asked, why don't Orthodox Jews take time to be more intimate with their wives prior to marriage? And the simple answer to that is because it's biblically prohibited. So that's open shut. But you're obviously asking, trying to understand, why didn't the Torah encourage such a thing? Meaning, to the question of why Orthodox Jews don't do it, well, the answer is because it's prohibited. So then the question is, well, why did the Torah prohibit it? So you could say God in his infinite wisdom and knows what's best for us, but you obviously want to understand a little bit more. Like, why is that so good for us? So I just want to address one aspect of that, there are many. There are whole books written on the topic. You can look at the book The Magic Touch, which I think we have in the library, a very short pamphlet that was put out. But I would just mention that people who have spent their lives dating and touching the person they dated, not being careful about what we call negia, not having any physical contact with the person they're dating, and then these same people experience dating without any touch. So they comment something which should be obvious to all of us, and that is that the experience and the connection with someone of the opposite gender when there is no touch between the two parties is much more real. People who ask the question are asking from a certain perspective, but if we could take ourselves out of the picture for a minute and think about what's going to happen for 80 years that we're going to be married. Let's say you're getting married at age 18. We wish you longevity to 98. Let's assume that you're entering marriage with the thought that it's long-term. So then I'd like to assume that, right? I think that's a fair assumption. So then what's important about marriage for 80 years is many, many, many aspects of a person's personality that will be tainted and distorted and overlooked when one has had physical contact with the other party. We are human. As the halacha says, if one's own wife is ill in bed and he is the doctor and he is to take her pulse, so even though ordinarily you say when you're taking someone's pulse, all you're doing is taking their pulse, but when a man has a woman's hand in his hand, and especially a woman who he has affection for, so then he's not just taking her pulse. There's affection there in holding her hands, and there should be affection there. And so, using that same idea, if we really want to understand who we're dating and whether this marriage can last for 80 years, and that means last beyond the passion, last beyond the infatuation, last beyond the disenchantment stage, as psychologists call it, where you suddenly hit the ground and say, wait a second, there's much more to this person than I realized beforehand. And psychologists, not Jewish psychologists, say that every couple will encounter that disenchantment stage, which lasts years. It's a stage in marriage, and that's where most people pull out. That's where many people say, forget it. Now that I realize this is what it's all about, why should I stay in? So if you want to stand a chance of crossing that hurdle and then crossing the hurdles of life's challenges together, then I think the greatest chance you have is by having a real relationship. And real, I mean, not tainted by the desires, by the lust, by the attraction that happens when there's physical contact. Now, I really think that there are many, many more answers to the question, but I think this is just one of them.